When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our St. Patrick's Day weekend edition of Animal World. It's also our Mercury in Retrograde edition of Animal World. We've already started that. Thank you very much. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way and fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And gosh, let's see, it's the third Sunday of the month, and even though Mercury's in retrograde, we are on schedule, and so that means it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and astrology and feng shui and personal awareness coaching and personal readings with Natasha Venter, and she is here and
hello
with us and keeping everything in order and dealing with putting some fires out around the station here. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. Good time to carry my electronic fire extinguisher around, because word on the street is that there's a little planet out there and it's messing with us.
Well, there's at least one planet out there messing with us, but we have one that knows more about it than you and I with Natasha here, so we'll get the lowdown on everything that's going on astrologically. And gosh, did y'all, anybody see the big eclipse? You know, the lunar eclipse Thursday night. Some beautiful photographs. It apparently cleared off enough in Seattle to get some really good pictures. There's some phenomenal photographs on Facebook of the red moon, the blood moon, they call it, when the eclipse was happening right over the Space Needle and stuff. It was really cool. And I was well aware of it going on energetically, for sure. And I went out to hope that I would be able to see it, but it was so clouded up here, not even a star was visible. So I was not able to personally see the eclipse. What about you, Nathan? Did you get to see the eclipse?
I was over here working until midnight, and on my drive home, and around the times that it was happening, I tried to look up and just didn't see anything. Got clouds as well.
Okay, what about you, Natasha? Were you able to see it up where you are?
I was awake until 4 o'clock that morning, or a little bit after. So, no, I did not see it, but I was trying to...
You felt
to...
it, too?
Yeah, it was a... That was an interesting morning of sleep? Question mark.
Yeah.
It's been a ride. It's been a ride.
Yeah, it has been kind of crazy. I think, let's see, planet Mercury went into retrograde just this last week. Mm-hmm. And I was even it even messed with me in that I didn't even know it was really in retrograde. It was certainly acting and feeling like it was. But then I thought I checked my calendar, and I think because the retrograde had already started, the place I checked came up, it didn't show this retrograde. And so I thought, oh, it's not starting till, and then realizing that, oh, no, that was incorrect. It started on the 14th. And I think when I just checked, I think Natasha had said it goes till April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always a few days, you know, balancing out after all the energy. And of course, you know, when Mercury's in retrograde, it messes with all kinds of stuff, especially, you know, communication things. So not unusual that we were just getting organized. Natasha and I were zooming in with Nathan and we were getting organized before the show. And all of a sudden, Nathan's, I don't know, his phone went off or something. It was like, oh, station alert. Wait a minute. And then he's gone. And so, Nathan, speaking of putting out fires, I think that you were...
Well, actually, before we
how
go...
How are we doing?
I actually want to say I'm kind of hoping that Mercury retrograde messes with me just a little bit in the next couple of days because my car has a recall for the backup camera. And the way they're performing the recall on the backup camera is... if it's not doing that, they're only just going to make minor tweaks. But if it is doing that, they're going to do the whole thing. And a few months ago, it was doing what they were recalling it for, but it went away. So I'm hoping that Mercury works its way back into my car and messes up that backup camera so I can get the whole backup camera replaced.
Camera, right?
Yeah.
Well, that is one of the side effects of Mercury in retrograde because it also affects mechanical stuff and all of that. And it's kind of like if anything is going to break, it's most likely to do it during a Mercury retrograde. So, you know, appliances poop out, cars poop out, you know.
Cancel, clear, delete that.
I don't want all of that, Martha. I just want the backup camera here.
That's just, you know, for everybody who's listening, you know, it's out there. It's just not unusual to have all that kind of stuff happen. Now, do you want to go into the retrograde thinking and all putting your mental energy into that and all of that? No, Natasha's right. You really don't want to because thought directs energy. But on the other hand, you got to be realistic and know that you have something to blame everything on for a while. It's kind of like the bottom line. And be sure you write in pencil on your calendar if you use a physical calendar. I know a lot of people don't these days, but I have one. I'm old school. Anyway, write in pencil because people forget and appointments get canceled and stuff gets shuffled around. And so... You know, the fact of the matter that there was a station emergency and alert and all that kind of hoopla, and it happened before we went on the air and actually didn't have anything to do with us and our station, KKNW, here, because Hubbard Radio and there's five radio stations involved, and apparently it's one of our sister stations that's having a little issues. But, you know, since there aren't a lot of humans around there on Sunday morning, Nathan got called to... I don't know what you got called to do, but has all that worked out?
Well, they're still working on it on their end, but as far as the things I needed to check, everything was looking good.
All right. So we're good. So hopefully we worked out our Mercury and retrograde stuff before the show started.
Okay. Well, also, Venus is in retrograde, and they're both in the sign of Aries and Aries and Pisces. So it's that, fire
mean?
With the deep emotions. And so this Mercury retrograde can really represent what are we telling ourselves? What are those deep stories that we're telling ourselves? I know I've gone through some really deep understandings of my core self, you know, things that have been happening to me since I was a kid, you know, and bringing those up and bringing that story into, I did a show on it and, you know, it's very interesting what's coming up for our really old stories of self-worth and self-understanding and the values that we have. And it's been interesting. I know that, you know, at our school, we are now on number 5 of somebody who has lost somebody. You know, we had a counselor that actually passed away this last week and in our school. And so we're going through a lot of that deep grief of story. I just helped a friend who I work with. She just buried her son yesterday. You know, it's like there's this deep grief that's happening to bring us into the story of grief is how does it bring us into our newer, truer self? Because it really takes off all the faces that we try to wear. You know, all those different things that we try to be and, you know, it's like the facade. That's the word I was looking for. The grief will take our facade off, you know, that where we're supposed to go. And, you know, that thing that my mom told me I had to do this. My dad told me I had to do this. My teacher told me I had to do this. My cousin, you know, it's like society, all those things that get put on us, Now that's kind of breaking away. And, I've been having some powerful dreams, and I'd like to share it later when we start the show. That, it's like, how do we create these new things? I've had three dreams that have talked about leaving something behind. And it's been the things that have been that I need to leave behind. So it's
Oh,
been.
so it's a good time then for people to, if there's things you've wanted to let go and patterns in your life or behavior or things, now would be the time to do it. Is that what you're saying, Natasha? It's a good time to
To
let
at
go of
least
stuff?
try to look at it to see what it is. If you recognize it, that's 90% of working with it. If you recognize that you have a pattern, like me picking up my phone every time, it's like, well, I know the pattern, now I can work on it. Half the thing is to find it, and if you find it, it's good to work with it. And that's part of this Venus and Mercury in retrograde that's going to help us do that.
Wonderful. Well, we have got a lot to do to cover today. So we have more. I think there's so much going on in the astrological department. We need to spend a few minutes there just so Natasha can tell us how messed up everything. I mean, all the stuff that's going on.
Oh,
And
but it's blessings. It's
well, right.
blessings
And
if you
but
look
and it's
at it.
good to know though, because it lets you know that when there's stuff going on with you, it isn't just you, you know? There are influences, there's things going on, and I find it very helpful to understand these things and know, and rather than let them cause a problem, it allows you to more effectively walk through all this energy. So we'll do some more there. We haven't gotten to the weather yet, but my report is it's cold and rainy here.
Just another
And
week in the good old Pacific Northwest.
yeah, that's yeah. That would be me up here. Looks like you're a little brighter down there at the station, Nathan,
Yeah, we
from
just
the
got a little
picture.
break in all the rain. It's coming back.
Yeah, well, you sent it up here. Please take it back. Gosh, for the first time in quite a while, I have a animal food recall to tell you about. It's not a big deal, but I'll mention it to you. I've got some things I need to follow up with Natasha on, and once we start the show, we get to do something really fun. Because Nathan has a huge thing, big announcement, and we get to talk about it today. And I can't wait to find all about it. But I'm thinking before we get to unleash the big secret and announcement and all this cool stuff, we better officially start the show so we don't get too distracted and I get off on tangents. So if you haven't been with us, well, and also I should tell you that phone calls take priority. So, of course, we'll be looking for you to give us a call and behavior training or healing questions or stories for me. Anything you want to know from Natasha, she's really good at communicating with our human or animal loved ones on the other side. You can find out about stuff going on here on this side. You can get a personal reading. She can answer your questions and all that good stuff. And I know I think we're expecting to hear from some folks we talked to last week, and I can't right off the top of my head remember who and what. Oh, one's popping in. So anyway, we usually get to phone. We can get to phone calls sometime before 10, but we've got so much to talk about. We'll see. Anyway, that's the plan for today. And if you haven't been here before, when I've officially started the show, I do that with a couple of little St. Francis prayers to honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. And because it's Sunday and I can. A couple of little St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we have a pile of affirmations that we do together, and they have been chosen for their life-altering properties. And I just need to know that participating with me in this little section is completely optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you cannot. You can opt out. It's not like dancing and sending love around the world and the country at the top of the hours. Dancing is required. But here you can opt out. The prayers and affirmations, you can opt out. I know. What's wrong with that picture? Anyway, Here we go. I start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty now, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty then, now on to our affirmations. And each these affirmations have all been contributed by some members of our spirit of our animal world family here and chosen for their, like I said, life-altering properties. This first one was a spiritual assignment from my spiritual family, and assignment was say this affirmation 3 times in a row, at least once a day for a week, see what happens. Pup, changed my life. I continue to do that every day, and I share it with you. Here we go. Three, and I say each of them 3 times. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. She's our best neuroenergetic balancer, energy codes gal. She and brother Dr. Nels are in the second Sunday of every month doing our healing show, so they were with us last week. And Linda always, when she works with one of us human animals, gives an affirmation, keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. Ended up being so powerful, and I got so many reports about it that I started doing it. Change things for me. So that is why we include it here. And when I say abundant in this affirmation, you imagine, visualize, feel the kind of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. So here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then. This next one comes again from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, my spiritual family, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use for me and my animal friends to kind of keep us in good balance with the energy, and especially when I go out in the world. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty then. Now, this next affirmation comes from Natasha. Okay. This is her contribution to our affirmations. And this is the one I do this one also for me and my animals, and kind of helps us stay in balance with all this crazy energy we're dealing with. This can help. So here we go 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then our last long affirmation here also comes from Ananda, and this is the worldwide Warrior of Life affirmation and of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this. We need to send God's light all around this country and around the world. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti. All righty. And now to conclude our affirmation, prayer and affirmation ritual here, and to set it for the day and confirm and all that good stuff is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. And to do that, cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me, I trust. I trust. I trust. Whew. Yes, all righty. There we go. I always feel like we're done. If we stop now, we're good. Let's see. Looking at the time, I think we better keep Nathan happy and stay close to on schedule and take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. Then we'll come back and get to all the stuff on my list that we've got to cover before we go to phone calls. But if you're out there and you need something from one of us and you can't wait, then you're welcome to give us a call now and we'll work you in. A local number, 425-373-5527. Otherwise, we're going to come back and how about we start with some really exciting good news? You think so? Yeah, I think so. It's coming from Nathan. What do you think it is? Ooh, it's really exciting. And I don't even know all about it yet. So that's coming up next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on our St. Patrick's Day weekend edition of Animal World. And we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen. He's our neuroenergetic balancer and Rasmussen reset guy, and one of the most gifted healers I've ever met and worked with. And he's available to work with you and your animals. You can check him out on his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to talk to him about working with you or your animal friends, you can just click on the contact link, fill out the form, tell him you want to talk. He will do that. You can join his private membership group. It only costs $10. And then you get the newsletter every month and get to join all the classes and workshops he does online for free for group members. And so use the website healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link. And just in case you don't do internet and that sort of thing, he does have a new phone number, and I'm going to give that to you now. You can write it down. It's 208-451-6003. Now, he prefers you contact him through the website, but if you can't do that, you can certainly call him at 208-451-6003. All righty then. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I guess it's time. Natasha, I don't think you don't know any. Well, you're the psychic one. Maybe you know everything about it, and we don't need to tell you. But Nathan has a big surprise, and I finally got permission to talk about it. So I've even seen a picture and all of that. Oh.
You might have heard that going to the break, but I put that in as a little bit of a teaser as to what's going on.
Well, that sounded like big, heavy footsteps to me.
Me too. That's what I heard. Any guesses there from Natasha, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I can't play because I know. What do you think, Natasha?
Well, when I was hearing the news, there was something about the woman friend, and then an animal. So there was like two things that came up. So...
Well, involves long hair and somewhat of an animal, a humanoid type thing.
Yeah. All right. So, Nathan, spill the beans.
All right. So, what's going on is
a big new gig.
I am going to be the official Bigfoot Sasquatch for Miller Lite and their upcoming social media marketing reels campaign coming up.
So, yeah, woohoo!
What we're doing is they're dressing me up as Bigfoot and wearing like this Miller Lite baseball jersey, and we're just going to be going around and promoting Miller Lite beer and doing things based on the great taste and less filling. So we've been going down this past Monday down to Olympia and doing a bunch of filmings to get ready for that, and pretty soon on like Facebook, Instagram, maybe YouTube too, not TV, but anywhere social media short videos appear, you'll be seeing those being rolled out over the next few months.
And when you see that big Sasquatch guy, that would be Nathan.
Yeah, so if you were in Olympia on
Monday.
So
what do we call you now, the official mascot for like Miller Lite?
I am the Bigfoot for Miller Lite.
Now, so that's what I wondered. Do you have a name? Is your name like Bigfoot or Sasquatch or Tom? What's your name?
Right now, just unnamed. I mean, of course, the focus of this is Miller Lite, so it's not like we're trying to draw too much attention to Bigfoot. We're just using Bigfoot as a way to like connect the Pacific Northwest and
mascots usually can, they often become very popular and, you know, get fan bases all of their own, you know, especially in all of that. You need to have a name. You should talk to me. How about as part of your marketing campaign, name Bigfoot?
That's what we were talking about. I mean, of course, there's Miller. That's always something really
Miller,
good.
Yeah, Miller just popped in, but I don't
Millfoot.
Like that. but I don't know, you could have the name the Bigfoot contest or something. But so anyway, you are the official mascot now for Miller Lite. I found that.
That's
so
cool.
funny. I am not a drinker in my life anymore and haven't been for a long time. But back in the day, Nathan, when I did drink a little beer once in a while, my favorite was Miller Lite.
It's so a good one.
That? Yeah, it is. It's actually good. Now, I don't particularly care for beer, but, you know, of all the beers that were out there, that's the one that I could drink, you know, I thought tasted decent. So that's good. I think you picked the right one. And I think another reason why you were a good candidate to be the Bigfoot is because you're so tall. Yeah. I mean, you're a Bigfoot even in for us humans.
Well, that's what happened here, because it's in conjunction with our promos team at the Hubbard Radio Seattle. And then they just reached out to me and it said, hey, you're tall. You want to do this? And they got me a Bigfoot costume, and down to Olympia I went. No auditions
that. They found you because they saw you in a photo, a station photo, and your height.
Well, they've seen me walking around, too.
And you're tall.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that funny? Because, see, Natasha, I'm talking to you because you appreciate I'm actually feeling good that my intuition was on, because I think it was, I don't know, maybe it was last week show or something. Nathan was telling me he had this new gig, you know, something was coming up and all excited, but he it was hush, 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 and he couldn't tell me and all that sort of stuff. And the first intuition, what popped into my mind was, it's because he's so tall. You know, it was his height. And so I just told him, I said, does it have something to do with your height? He said, well, you may be on to something. But that was all he'd tell me until he got permission later in the week. And then I got to see him as Bigfoot, because you sent me a picture of you guys were filming something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You had a bunch of food on the TV where it looked like you were
at a restaurant. Oh, yeah. So we were doing like hot wings or sweet wings. And so they had them set up in front of the table.
What's that got to do with Miller Lite?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you drink beer when you're eating the wings.
I'm not sure if I can say too much about the campaign, so I'll keep it quiet for now. But it was a bunch of, you know, having a couple things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, the photograph is Nathan as Bigfoot is sitting at this restaurant booth with food on the table. But he does have real long, it looked like reddish brown hair. Real long. And then you had some kind of a t-shirt on, I think.
Let me pull up something here for Natasha to see, and both of you, actually.
Oh, cool.
Let me share my screen.
All right, you guys
here.
In Radio Land.
Just the pictures I took.
Yeah, when I go intuition, it's almost like dialing into different radio stations, and I was on the other side of the numbers. So, sorry about that.
Let's see if I can find it here. Almost there, I think.
Well, so I would say, see, my intuition was working pretty good. Because I got the first hit on why he was chosen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, that's pretty cool. I'm assuming, since I could just see you sitting at the table, but it has to be a full body suit that you wear.
Oh,
it's
got
to be a whole Bigfoot suit.
Hands,
or something.
Feet, legs, torso, and head. It's got everything.
Maybe we could just name you Squatch.
But that was the Sonics mascot.
Well, you know, and that's what I was thinking. Hasn't that been used? But was that the Sonics?
Yeah, their mascot was Squatch.
Okay, I knew I had in the back of my mind that there was a Squatch, but I couldn't really think of something current. That's because it's not current anymore. All right, so we have to have a better name for you.
Let's see if I can get this close enough for Natasha to see.
Yeah, I see it.
There we go.
Look at the big hairy hands, and yeah, all right. Now, is it a heavy suit? Is it hot to be inside of it and all of that?
Well, the day we went down there, it was 60 degrees outside, so I was nice and comfortable. The question is, when we're doing stuff in the summer and it's 90 degrees outside, that's going to be a bit of a different story.
Yeah, okay.
Bigfoot's going to have to shed some fur, put on his summer coat.
Uh-huh. So the plan is, right now, you are not, It's not for television advertising. It's for social media advertising.
That's correct. Yep.
But that seems to be kind of the way of the future. Isn't that where I think all the younger folks are hanging out is all with social media stuff? And so that kind of makes sense to me. And so you said all the places where one would go on the internet for social media stuff, you may see Bigfoot
as reels,
Miller Lite ads.
And short videos. Yep.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, how exciting. Congratulations.
But wait, there's more.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We'll be doing some stuff with the Seattle Mariners, too.
Oh, wow. You would, so that ought to make you happy.
It will.
Baseball is your thing. So what do you get to do with the Mariners? Just go be at the games or something? And
just, yeah, more Miller Lite, Miller Time type stuff.
Ooh, you might, yeah, cool.
And we happen to have a pitcher on the Mariners in our rotation whose last name is Miller, so keep your eyes out for that, too.
Ooh.
All right.
Cool, cool, cool.
All right, so anything else we need to know about you and all of this going on?
That's it for now. I did find out while doing that I can play pool really well in a Bigfoot suit.
Oh! Well, no, but I was going to say, and it isn't that a time where there's a lot of beer drinking is a lot of times when people are playing pool.
Yep.
In the tavern and stuff. Now, my impression, though, is that you're not a big drinker. Do you even drink beer?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Just casually and moderately.
And, of course, you only drink Miller Lite, right?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. And so now you all know. You're all in on the big secret that's now out. So keep your eyes peeled for the Miller Lite social media ads and whatever's going to be going on at Mariners and stuff. Because whenever you see Bigfoot... That's really our guy, Nathan. So, how fun.
It's going to be a
lot
of fun.
You did get an animal, didn't you? You did get an animal.
Yes.
Yeah. he's turned into an animal. At least
he's turned into an animal.
We assume that they are animals. So, there we go.
I'll be out stomping around Seattle.
Okay, so, all right. So, that'll be Nathan's, that'll be the Bigfoot's theme music here, will be the big stomping feet. So I guess whenever you hear that, you'll know we have a Bigfoot announcement or something. Sounds
funny.
All right. Okay. Let's go to the opposite end of this scale. And why don't we take care of the recall we need to. And I don't think it's bad. Yeah. There we go. All right. Okay. So this is... First recall, market withdrawal updated to a recall, and this has to do with Savage cat food. And of course, this has to do with Savage cat food. I'm assuming I've never heard of it. It must be a raw food. Because this is another one of those stories where a cat got sick. Recovered, but it tested positive for the H5N1, you know, the bird flu stuff. They thought it was the food, and they started withdrawing the product, and then the testing came back, and the product tested that there was no bird flu in the product, but there, you know, that abundance of precaution stuff doing a recall. And... so it doesn't look like there's really any bird food with a Savage pet, but they're doing a recall anyway. And so, you can, let's see, all retails have received the product, which was, sold in large and small chicken boxes in November of 2024. So it's been a while. Yeah, you could possibly still have some in your freezer or something. But if you recognize this is a food you feed, Savage cat food, then you'd want to check out this recall. You can do that by going to the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and it's the first post there. Or you can go to my source directly, The website is truthaboutpetfood.com/savage-cat-food-recall, or you can just go to truthaboutpetfood.com. And then speaking of Facebook here, I'm just, have you all been, either you, Nathan, or Natasha, have you been following the videos of the eagles and their babies?
It's real. Watch it on TikTok, but I don't get, I'm not on Facebook anymore. So,
Now I haven't seen you on Facebook to tell you, actually, now that you mentioned that,
I haven't been on for about 3-4 months now.
Oh, geez.
Sadly, I got hacked. So, and they won't let me back on.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the Eagles, there was some sad news with the Eagles this week because, you know, a lot of the filming has been, you know, it's so snowy and their eagle nest and some of the best, the videos are, the nest is completely covered in snow and mm-hmm. the mom eagle is on mom or dad or on the babies, but there's so much snow that the eagle, the parent eagle is totally covered with snow and all you can see is the eagle's head out of the snow. And so there was, but the weather was getting better and the snow was melting and the eggs hatched. There were three initially, which at least my limited experience with eagles, because, you know, when I lived, was taking care of my dad living in Laurelhurst before I moved out here. Where there's a big eagle nest in Laurelhurst that we would watch every year that, you know, they would have their babies. And three babies, I think, is unusually large batch for mm-hmm. for eagles. I think often they only have one. Sometimes they have two. I've not seen one with three before. I maybe it's not that unusual, but for me, it seems like it is. And so it's not unusual for not all of them to make it. And there was a big storm this last week, which they all got covered with snow again. And apparently with the three eggs, two of the eggs hatched at the same time, but a third egg was later when it hatched. And I think it was so there was one of the three that was a little behind in development. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just too much to make it through the big snowstorm where they had to hunker down underneath mom and be buried in snow for quite a while. And that must have been just too much for the baby. Because after the storm, the third one was gone. So one was lost, but that will just mean that the two should grow up nice and strong and healthy. And if you want to know where to watch, just go to the Animal World Facebook page, because I'm posting those videos now there. So you
well, and
can.
Two, you know, it's like it was. I saw one where the youngest one, the last one, it sneezed, and it basically put its face down in the thing and then threw itself backwards. And then the other eaglet was like looking at it like going, what did you just do? It was kind of funny, but you could tell that it wasn't quite, it wanted to survive, but it just didn't have its, it didn't have its strength.
Yeah. Yeah. And that no doubt is because it was not as well developed. Mm-hmm. It hadn't had as much time as the first two.
And the others would take, you know, it was the last to get more food. It was the, you know, it just was, it was the last.
So how about your intuition? Do the two remaining eaglets survive? And
yeah, there's question about one of them, but yes.
But it looks like they're both going to survive. All
yeah,
right,
they both have the strength to survive. I'm kind of wondering if something's going to come in, like a crow, or you know, the mom and dad are pretty protective, but still, there's those moments where they're not on the nest, and so there's something that might interfere with one of them.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking at the time. We better catch up and take care of our advertisers before we run out of time. And then I need you to tune in Some stuff for me, and we'll finish up on talk about what's going on with the weather this week, and any remaining astrological stuff, and we'll be ready to open phone lines whenever somebody calls. So you can if you would like to chat with either one of us. If you're in a hurry, you can call right away, 425-373-5527, or you can wait until the 10 o'clock hour. So,
I'm just going to say that with what I've been going through this last couple of weeks, I'm really tuned into the spirit world.
Okay. So you want to talk to dead people or dead?
Nathan, I'm sorry. That was on the other side of where I've been sitting for a while. It's been pretty like swimming through I was at a graveyard yesterday. I'll just put it that way. So it's been
all right. Natasha's in woo-woo land. So if you got woo-woo questions, today's a good day. All righty. We're going to have everybody stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers. We're coming back. And I've got a question for Natasha when we do. So Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of our St. Patrick's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, the NuPro Nuggets, and great dog supplement. It's a powder that you put in their food, makes a nice gravy. Oh, it's great to get picky dogs to eat. And, of course, it's wonderful for their overall health and well-being, but particularly for skin and hair coat. It comes in a hip and joint formula as well. And if you have a dog, a shedding breed of dog, and you want the hair to stay on their body and not on your floor, Nupro is the supplement to use. You can check them all out online, nuprosupplements.com. If you don't find them in your pet store, then they're all available on Amazon. And I'm working on getting Janice back on the show. Janice, she's such a popular guest. She's so knowledgeable about nutrition and all of that and the supplements, and it's great to hear her stories. And boy, she is racking up the ribbons and trophies with her cattle dog mix. Tucker is winning everything in dog competitions these days. So it'll be fun to catch up with her, and hopefully I'll be able to get her on the air with us sometime soon. But check them out, nuprosupplements.com. Our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available and has time for new clients, which is really great for you. Wonderful. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, so it's easy access, plenty of parking. And what a gift it is to be in the healing room with those gongs and chimes and acutonic forks. And my gosh, she's a miracle worker, and what a great healer. And I wouldn't be getting around if it wasn't for her. And she's just amazing at the work that she does. And she would love to help you. She can work with you in person, which is what I absolutely recommend. But she also works remotely. And you can check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then keep in mind that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with you privately in your home to help you understand your dog, solve problems quickly. And I usually only have to see you once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So please write my phone number down. And if you or anyone you know has got problems with their dogs and wants help quickly, give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then, we are all now caught up. Natasha, before we get to the, I need to know what the heck is going on with my hummingbirds. They disappeared, I'm not seeing any hummers. It shifted when the weather started to get, it got a little warmer and the sun came out, you know, and the temperature went up for a while, you know, frogs came out and all of a sudden my hummers are not around anymore. And I kind of thought, well, maybe it's so nice now they're flying away to where there might be something blooming, because there's nothing blooming out here in my neck of the woods yet. But I hadn't seen one for probably 2 weeks. I saw one hummingbird yesterday. This was the first one I've seen all week. And it was weird behavior. It was an Anna, and it came to my feeder that's right outside my window here. But it didn't come down like normal and all of that. So can you tell me?
The vibration of this planet is really wonky right now. And a lot of the birds, a lot of the animals are really, I mean, probably, you know, dogs are active and a little bit weird. So things are shifting energetically so much right now that I was listening to an owl last night. I haven't heard an owl for over a year.
Oh, I got a great horn one going off in my every night. And it's so loud that I can hear it in the house, doors, windows closed, TV on. Mm-hmm. I can still hear this great horn owl hooting out there.
But I haven't heard an owl here for over a year.
Wow. Wow.
So so things are really wonky right now. And I just get a sense that they're hunkering down and they're doing it in a place where they can have food readily available right where they're at. Things will come back. They'll come back as the forest reawakens again. Because it was almost like the forest was starting to awaken, and then our weather came in and hunkered it back down again. And so there's just this breath in, breath out, and they needed something to ride out. So I'm getting that they'll come back, but it's going to be a little bit. I'm getting after this ride of more April, you know, you'll start seeing them more and more again. Okay, there's a big changeover of a lot of things, and I, you know, it's like, you know, it's an interesting thing.
Well, and I think what I first was thinking is that they were getting up, you know, early, get up at dawn, and that they would do a little tanking up, and then maybe they're leaving the area to go someplace where there's something blooming.
Is your food going away?
Your
food.
The feeders?
Uh-huh.
No, the feeders are still out. No, well, are they? That's what I was just going to say. With the feeder, when they drink, air gets into the bottom, and so if you tap the feeder, then the air bubbles come up. But mm-hmm. if nobody's feeding, then no air gets down there, and there's no air bubbles. Well, I'm checking the main feeders every day, you know, at the end of the day, and I get not the normal lots and lots of air bubbles yeah. every time
so
you, I check
so they're
it.
Around,
but
they're
every
just...
once in a while, I'm getting a couple or three, you know, air bubbles. So somebody's coming in and dipping in sometime, but
yeah,
it's
but
so
I'm
rare
getting...
that I'm not seeing them. And I just saw that one yesterday that was behaving so weird.
Yeah. And the other day I saw three. So, I mean, it's like, and I normally don't see them. So it's like, it's an interesting time right now, and I really get that our animals are.
So it isn't something specifically here. This is just generic because of all the upheaval going on and the energy and everything
and
that's
I get, happening. And your area, I almost get, because we've been having some earthquakes up here. Mm. You know, we've had a couple of earthquakes up in the Skagit Valley, or I mean up in the San Juan area, mm-hmm. you know, through okay. the islands here. So the earth is changing a lot. So there's a vibration change that is going on through that mountainside. That is the vibration is hitting a little bit differently. So there, I think that I'm getting that they're hunkering down in a little bit more, you know, safer area where food is more readily available for them. And there's something like, not that you don't have food, but you know, that natural food
is
not feeling as prevalent. And there's something changing about your energy of your property or that area that you're in, too. So there's going to be some shift up of that you're going to be finding.
Now, I know that one of the things that's changed energetically, are you familiar with the smart meters?
Ah.
Snohomish County is changing over to smart meters, you know,
yes.
measuring electricity. That's going all around. Anyway,
I need to try to find a copper ring to put around it. I just got put a copper ring around it.
So is that because there are so many people, especially people that are sensitive, uh-huh. Say these smart meters can really wreak havoc with the energy and so forth. And I know that Cindy, our sensitive one that lives, you know, out in Salton that calls in from time to time, she's so sensitive, she can't be around them. Well, she couldn't stop them from putting it in on her property. And she can barely function now with that there. So I'm wondering, I do have a smart meter here now.
I wouldn't name that as the culprit. It's
okay.
Kind of like the
all right.
Hand.
That's
it
good
could
to
be
know.
One of the vibrations, but
that could have something to do
with it. But the whole vibration
of
the whole area, if they're putting it in the whole area, the whole vibration.
That could change,
and,
yeah.
You know, and so things sometimes, and that's where aligning with the energies of the now can really support, because it's not about fighting it. You know, how can we walk with it? How can we engage with it? I did that with the 5G. I'm like going, I don't want it around me. I don't want it around. But then it was like, but it's already around me. So how can I work with it?
Right.
And align with it, have boundaries with it, have tough boundaries with it. But at the same time, ask it to align with me and ask my body cells and energy to align so that it's not so, so I'm free of it being negatively impactful. Does that make sense? So instead of battling something, we got to figure out how to walk with it. You know, walk, not necessarily walk with it hand in hand, like, hey, you're my best friend, but walk with it. And so we're not battling it anymore.
Right. Well, I could tell you a story about that, but we're at the top of the hour. We do need to close up hour number one and fire up hour number two. Nathan's talking to somebody on the phone, so I'm assuming we have a caller calling in, but so hopefully he'll be back with us here in a moment. But that means here at the end of the hour, we are going to fire up the love train. And boy, have we got work to do. We need to send the love all over the country, all over the world. And if you are someone that is not paying attention and you are not aware, if you do not know that there is a very blatant on the table, massive takeover and destruction of our government constitution from within the government going on right now. If you are not aware of that,
I'm asking
wake
for
up.
Divine healing on this. Please, 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 please.
It
please,
is
please,
time
please.
For you to wake up and pay attention. You need to get yourself an accurate source of news. There are very few these days. Any conservative outlets are not telling you the truth. My recommendation is to listen and watch Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, Stephanie Ruhle. You'll get the truth and all the details. And we need to pay attention because we are very close to being too late to do anything about it right now. Don't have time to go into all the details, and that's not what we're here about. But we do need to spread the love all over the country, especially all over the world, because we are trashing our allies. And boy, is my heart thinking and feeling Ukraine these days. So let's spread the light and the love all over the country, all over the planet, because that's the best thing we can do right now is just counter it all with love. So we're going to fire up the love train. Remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with me. I'll come by and I'll cruise by and pick you up, and we'll get a little exercise in. We'll enjoy the love train and send that love all over the country and the world. I always energize up our love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Give us a little extra spiritual juice and sending it around, and here I go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Hopefully some phone calls in the next hour. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.